أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء. This ayat we had read previously also, and then we had tried to explain the connection of this ayat with the previous ayat. And very briefly, that is, in the previous ayat, Allah explained about the Jews and Christians, how they had changed their kitab, the words also, and the meanings also they had changed. So today we will discuss the occasion when this ayat was revealed to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that was after the Battle of Uhud. And in the Battle of Uhud, at the beginning, the Muslims had a very great resounding victory. But due to an error in judgment, they suffered a temporary loss. Looking at the temporary loss, so Abdullah ibn Ubay, the chief of the munafiqeen, the worst munafiq, he said that what connection and agreements he has got with the Jews, he can't cut that off. He has to keep that, because if the Muslims have to suffer again, how they had suffered a loss temporarily in the Battle of Uhud, then at least I've got these Jews for support. For whatever needs of ours of dunya, etc., then I can have a support upon them. On the other hand, Abdullah ibn Samit, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was a great sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He also had a connection with the Jews like that. But he broke that connection as soon as Allah Ta'ala's command came. He did not have any ties with them. So Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ay iman walu, O those who have got iman, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya. Mad banau yahud or nasara ku udos. Don't keep the friendship with the Jews or with the Christians. Your allegiance must be solely and only with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, with His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abdullah ibn Ubay, the Ra'isul Munafiq, he did not break, and he said that in the event that Muslims have to suffer some loss, then as he was pretending to be a Muslim, he was a Munafiq. Inside he had no iman, outwardly he still lived with the Muslims. So he kept his connection with the Jews. On the other hand, Abdullah ibn Samit, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the revelation of this ayat, immediately broke all his ties and associations that he had with the Jews. In here is a lesson for us also to learn, that we also must have our friendship and ties with the Muslims, with those who are righteous and who obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And we should not have connection like even today. We say that in case something goes wrong, then at least we will get support from these people, support from the Jews or support from the Christians or something, so that our needs can be fulfilled. No, our dependence and reliance should be only on Allah Ta'ala and with the Jamaat of the Muslimin. May Allah Ta'ala give us the proper understanding of our deen and also the tawfiq to practice upon it correctly. وآخر دعوانا.